Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back to Caravan of Garbage, everybody, where we look at a thing. It could be good, it could be terrible. I was weighing up on which Jason Statham is in a driving movie to do in relation to the Fast and Furious spin-off release, right?
Yeah, I mean, we
thinking Death Race initially.
And then we thought maybe one of the random movies that are all on Netflix. All those Jason Statham movies yes. that he does in between his big movies.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Just a whole bunch. I think he does like six a year.
One of the four Transporter movies. I know he's not in one of them. It doesn't matter, does
it's
it?
It's irrelevant.
But it turns out, and we'll confirm or deny this at the end, that the Fast and Furious universe may be in the same universe as the Italian Job 2003 universe, which, by the way, isn't set in the same universe as the original Italian Job, because they show that on a TV at one point in the movie, despite Mark Wahlberg's character having the same name
as Michael Caine's character, yeah, in the original.
Make of that what you will.
Yeah.
I hated this when it came out.
I didn't see it when it came out.
Right.
This is my first viewing of this movie.
Okay.
Because, first of all, I really like the original.
Yes, me too.
With Sir Michael Caine.
Mm.
It's very silly and British. It's kind of slow, but it's also kind of kooky and fun and a lot of colourful characters. And I'm like, I don't want to besmirch that with this new version. Also, the 2003 version famously had a trailer that revealed the entire movie in it.
I think that's why I didn't like it.
Yeah, right.
Those exact two reasons.
Uh-huh.
That being said, going back to this, it's quite good.
It's held up,
yeah.
I think.
Mm.
And I say that as someone who didn't watch it originally.
Yeah.
So it's held up from my...
Yes.
It's really exceeded my expectations of a movie that I didn't see 15 years ago. Most of it is held up. I feel you can watch this in 2019 and the future.
Sure.
And it's still pretty good. Some of it has not aged well.
Yeah.
The soundtrack has not aged well.
No.
Certainly. There's a Boomcat song on this.
Okay,
on this.
Right.
Does it?
Wow, I haven't heard Boomcat in... I don't even know.
Sometimes I feel like I'm stuck in the movie Yesterday, but I'm the only person in the world who still remembers Boomcat.
But what do you do with that information?
Not, everything's the same. There's no change. It's the same. So that hasn't held up. It exists in a post-Ocean's 11
yes.
remake world. So there's a lot of people staring at computers with like 3D models moving around while there's like heist music playing.
They say this and the remake of The Thomas Crown Affair and Ocean's 11 are the movies that kind of kicked off the new wave of heist movies.
But they were... That was it, though.
Well, I guess so, but I feel like this is more of a Fast and Furious movie than some of the early Fast and Furious movies, including the one that came out that year, which was Too Fast, Too Furious.
Uh-huh.
For one, that movie doesn't use a lot of real cars in it.
Well, I was going to say, Too Fast, Too Furious isn't a car movie.
Speed Racer.
It's Speed Racer. It's people yelling, and then we watch a video game.
Yeah.
Because none of those cars are real, nor do they look real in that movie. But this movie, credit to F. Gary Gray, whose output I've variously enjoyed or not enjoyed over the years.
Including a Fast and Furious movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everything in this movie is real.
Yes.
To the best of my knowledge. There's like a 100 car traffic jam at one point.
Yep.
It's all real cars.
They got 30 real minis.
Crashed several of
them. Crashed most of them, I think.
They hit one with a helicopter.
Yep, they certainly did. And I think that's why it holds up. And you
yep.
can still look at, in particular, the car chases.
Yeah.
Because it all feels real. And also they got the actual actors to do most of the stunt driving. Charlize Theron was apparently the best by far.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and
she's got kind of like a... She's got that dead-eyed thousand-yard stare of like, she wouldn't flinch.
No, absolutely.
I doubt she would flinch.
They apparently, the producers went to her initially and were like, we're going to build you a custom automatic car and we're going to give you an extra 2 weeks of driving school just in case. And she was
because you're a girl.
Yeah, she was like, fuck off. So
take all the gears out. In fact, take the accelerator out. Take the floor out. I'm going to drive it like a Flintstones car.
So yeah, I thought that was really interesting. And the other thing about the cars is they actually go into the subway at one point.
Yes.
For real. Mm-hmm. You can't bring a gas-powered car into a real subway in Los Angeles.
Oh, so nuclear-powered.
Nuclear-powered, exactly. No, they ended up having to custom make 3 electric minis.
Ooh.
Just to make that scene happen.
Where are they now?
That's a very good question.
I reckon they probably split them up.
Maybe they're in Jason Statham's new movie, Mason.
Oh.
Yeah. The original minis, by the way... absolute death traps.
Sure.
People were rolled and crushed and mashed and killed and torn apart. They're a horrible car.
If you would have run across the road too quickly and you clipped one with your foot, it'd flip.
Yeah, that's right.
They're so small. Every time I see one in real life, I'm like, bloody hell.
But I remember back...
put that in the boot of my car.
Absolutely. But I remember back in 2003, you had a problem with that new version of the Mini. And
they're
why
just regular-sized
cars. Regular cars, aren't they?
They're just regular-sized cars.
But there is something about them. They're a nice-looking car. They've got a bit of zip to them, it would seem. They're safer than what they used to be. This isn't an ad.
I was going
to
say, are we being sponsored by Mini Cooper? They're safer than they used to be, I guess.
I mean,
Mini Cooper.
I would never buy one.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I think this is also apparently said to be one of the best examples of modern brand integration in a movie. Because the entire movie is an ad for Mini Coopers.
And Stolen Gold.
And Napster.
That's true. Was Napster still around at this point?
Maybe barely.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's actually the real Sean Fanning in this movie.
Who makes the cameo. Creator of Napster.
Yeah,
okay, right.
In that moment, yeah. That really dates this, though, doesn't it? To be like...
For sure, yeah. I mean, well, that's exactly... Napster. I mean, it's not even like Napster is still around, but it's a pay service.
Yeah.
It's just gone.
You know what? I find the cast of characters pretty compelling all in all. I really like Mos Def, but there is a Chekhov's he's scared of dogs moment planted.
Yeah.
It comes up a couple of times, but he never confronts dogs or explains his story.
That's true.
He doesn't have to deal with any of it.
Well, that was going to be the sequel.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, the Brazilian Dogs.
Yeah, the Brazilian...
There was a sequel called The Brazilian Job. Apparently, it's still in the works.
Yeah, absolutely. The Italian Job 2, Mos Def scared of dogs. Yeah. Mos Def's big day out. Dog day afternoon, The Italian Job.
What do you think of the actual Italian Job in this movie? Because it's up front.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. This movie shouldn't be called The Italian Job.
No.
Well, what's interesting to me...
Well, originally it was going to be the Mediterranean Sea, which, you know, Italy is in that general area, but that's even less of the Italian job than this is. Yeah.
Well, when I first watched this, I got the impression that this was like a heist movie script for something else.
Right.
And they got the rights to the Italian Job and then they just put some minis in it. But apparently this is like the writers of this saw the original Italian Job once and then wrote a script. It's barely an Italian Job.
Yeah.
There is an Italian Job in it.
Sure.
Mm.
The movie that they show.
Yes, correct.
The original, yeah.
That's right, yeah. It's kind of like if you watch the movie Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
And there were 3 guys in it.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, remember a few years ago we did the Ocean's 11, there were 11 guys? Yeah. Well, some of them retired, so now we're down to 3.
Whatever. Yeah, okay. You didn't see the original.
Yeah, anyway, we're still calling it Ocean's 11.
We saw the original. We got a video on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's atrocious.
One of the worst. We should do the third one, but anyway. Mm-hmm.
I think a mistake in this movie is, though, that they didn't have Michael Caine play his original character and just put him in the Donald Sutherland role.
Yeah,
just have him come back and do a last heist.
Because he did come back for the Stallone remake of Get Carter.
Yes. There was a Michael Caine remake trilogy. There was this, Get Carter, Alfie. That was like his era.
Yeah, right.
You can watch them all.
I think, though, at this point, they hadn't quite perfected the how do we get people to come back for the remakes kind of thing. So maybe they didn't even tell him they were going to do an Italian Job.
Yeah, you're
remake,
probably right.
You know?
Pepsi Blue, is that still a thing?
I don't think so.
That moment
there's
where
probably one can existing,
yeah,
still
no
sitting
doubt.
Exist, in a vault, ready for someone to steal.
Sure. The second heist is quite good. And what I like about it is they plan it in its entirety and then they just throw it out. And
yeah,
they do
right.
an entirely new one. And it kind of keeps it fresh and you're on edge because you know Edward Norton is ready for it.
Yes.
And they got to do a lot of this stuff on the fly. Mm. And I find that really compelling.
That's what worked about this and what didn't work about, say, some more recent heist movies like Ocean's 8.
Yeah, right.
There's dramatic tension in this. They have a plan. They've got to change the plan. They get the plan in motion. some of it doesn't work. They've got to think on the fly.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how you do one of these movies.
Yeah. And also a lot of the Ocean's movies, maybe not so much the first one. Oh, but even that, it's mostly told in flashback. They're like, no, we already stole it like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Like that Fabergé egg from Ocean's 12 or yeah, whatever, right. whatever that movie's about. Charlize Theron as the safe cracker.
Yes.
She ends up cracking that last safe by touch. But if I had that exact safe in front of me, I could also hear when it clicked over really loudly
sure,
onto, right. onto the numbers uh-huh. that opened the safe.
Uh-huh. But would you believe it? Would you be like, this is too... See, what she's done is she's fought through the mental barrier of, this is too easy.
Yeah, right.
Because what you'd be like is you'd be like, tuk, 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 click. Nah, that can't be right. I'll start again.
Yeah.
Tuk, 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 nah, and then they'd be on you.
Yeah, right.
But she's like... No, this is quite easy.
You're right.
No,
I see what you're saying. I would second guess myself.
My assumption was when we hear her crack that safe, that's only in her head.
Yeah, you're
everybody
right.
else can't hear it.
You're absolutely yeah. right.
What do you think of the rest of the cast?
For the most part.
You know what? One of the reasons that I avoided this maybe for so long watching the remake is because Mark Wahlberg's in it.
Yes.
I hate Mark Wahlberg. He's
a hero. He could have stopped 9/11.
Well, that's true.
According to him.
In this, he's quite tolerable.
Right.
Something changed.
Is he tolerable?
What?
Well, because Charlize Theron is clearly the tallest.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Entire cast.
See where you're going with that.
Apparently, he wore heels for a lot of this.
Okay, right. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Something's happened to him between now and the Transformers movies.
Yeah.
To make him a nightmare to watch.
Human growth hormone.
Probably both of those two things. Sure. Yes.
So you're more whatever this guy's name is than Cade Yeager.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, more Croker than Yeager.
Yeah. Sure. That makes sense.
That's
yeah.
going on my tombstone. He was always more Croker than Yeager.
What I find fascinating about this also is Edward Norton was contractually obligated to do this movie. For the studio, he'd signed on to 3, but he kept rejecting scripts. And this is off the back of like Primal Fear from years earlier.
Yeah, right.
So they forced him into this.
And he was like, I'll grow a weird lopsided mustache.
Yes.
That'll teach him.
Because apparently on set... he was mean to the cast and the crew, and he clashed with everybody. You know, with like American History X, he kicked off the director and did his own edit.
Incredible Hulk, I think he attempted
Incredible
to do
Hulk,
as well.
A similar thing, and that's kind of why he's out of the universe. But apparently, they sent him a gift when the movie ended up doing well, because it did, and it made quite a bit of money. And he sent it back with a note that said, give this to somebody you actually like, or someone who actually likes you.
Brutal.
But also, another fun fact, Edward Norton chose his wardrobe to make his character a little quirky. So I guess he was into it.
Yeah, right.
In some respect.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, you got to, you know, if you're at a job you hate, you know how some people, you work at the video store or whatever. That's a dated reference. But, you know, you work at
one of those DVD rental...
Vending machines,
yeah.
Right. But, you know, you work there, you don't like the job, so you make your name tag a little crooked.
Sure.
It's just a little,
okay.
just a little way of, you know... Just sticking it to the man. Well, that's what he was doing.
No, you're probably right. Well, he did it, didn't he? He got it. Edward Norton's character, though, he does get his comeuppance, Mason.
They march him away, and he's like the Russian mobs, the Ukrainian mobsters or whatever. They march him away, and he's like, oh, you guys. But we know that he's going to be tortured to death in a warehouse.
Also, those lines are 80 yards as he's being dragged away. You can zoom in on his face, and his mouth's just not moving. But he's like, come on, don't do this. But he's not saying anything.
I see.
Yeah. Off the back of this movie, first of all, it pioneered flying a helicopter under an overpass for real.
That's impressive.
I know, right?
It's like 3 feet off the ground.
All that helicopter is real, because mostly helicopters now are all CGI. You can't even get a real helicopter in Hollywood anymore. Mm. It's PC gone, Mad Max.
Absolutely it
You know
is.
That.
Yeah.
But there was a...
Just because they killed a few kids that time.
Yeah. There was a 22% increase in sales.
Of that helicopter.
No, sorry.
Of Mini Coopers.
In Mini Coopers. And of course, there was a sequel we talked about, The Brazilian Job, in development, but it's just in development hell. Every few years, someone will be like, yeah, we're doing it. And the last thing we heard about it was in 2015, Mark Wahlberg said it was still in active development. But I think the Fast and Furious and probably the Talk franchise.
Oh, absolutely,
if you remember
yeah.
the movie Talk.
Yeah, of course I do. It's Fast and Furious, but motorcycles.
Yeah, that's right. It's already kind of killed any chance of that happening,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I think. But that's the thing, though, because I guess in terms of like Hollywood, the life cycle of this sort of genre film,
yeah.
it's kind of come and gone. But I think it's a whole different animal to a Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more smarts to it.
Yeah.
But maybe that's it. People don't want smarts anymore. They just want...
farts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was going to give you a more laboured metaphor, but they want farts, not smarts.
Is that You're good enough? Correct.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, but I would still see another one of these. Also, this cast, they look mostly the same, and they're all doing these kind of movies-ish, aren't they?
It's true, yeah.
Yeah. But...
yes.
The reason we're talking about this in relation to Fast and Furious is because in Hobbs and Shaw, Jason Statham's character, Hobbs or Shaw, walks past his collection of cars and there's a Mini Cooper from 2003 or that era in his collection, and he says, "That was from a job I did in Italy a few years ago, mate. Don't ever worry about it, governor." You remember?
I do remember, yes, yes. Thank you for playing that clip from the movie.
So... But the thing is, it's more of a nod than a
absolutely
tying
it's,
it in.
It's a stretch.
Yeah, also, it's not the car that he drove. I think he drove the white one. Mm-hmm. Also, he didn't do that job in Italy. He did it in Los Angeles.
Yes.
But people don't get the reference if he went, "It's a job I did in Los Angeles."
That's true.
But earlier than that, a guy stole some gold from... It's a whole... Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland was there. Remember him? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's more of a fun reference than
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, they're different film studios, so... Can they come together like Sony and Marvel? Unlikely, I'd imagine. Yeah. Here's something I didn't like about this movie. Seth Green's character is a real creep. He's monitoring his ex's phone calls.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
His dream is to buy a sound system that's so good it'll blow the clothes off a woman.
And when it does at the end, we don't see it, but she screams.
Because she's deaf.
She's deaf and nude in a strange man's house, yes.
If you blast somebody with enough sound to tear their clothes off, you've probably killed that person.
Well, you've gotten rid of the top layer of their skin as well, sure. Certainly, yeah. Uh-huh.
But that's The Italian Job 2003. I would say if you haven't been spoiled by the trailer or this video, then it's okay.
I think it's worth a watch. I think it's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, it's a really decent cast. It's a decent action movie / heist movie. You like a funny little moustache on Edward Norton and a silk shirt? You got it.
You got it. Just Google Napster beforehand so you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. You got something that you want us to look at? No problem at all. Next week's Blade. It's already edited.
You got no choice. It's going to be Blade.
It's from weeks ago.
But if you want us to look at a rash or something you got, let us know.
Tweet it at us.
Let us know.
Also, we do a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. Recently, we did do an episode on Hobbs and Shaw. It comes out every Monday. That is linked below. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
And that's this video.
Yes, it is.
Goodbye, I guess.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Grab that gold bar from a safe, blow it through a floor, and then...
That's a crime. Don't do that.
You're right.
Don't do crimes, folks.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.